Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Bogdan. He gave me a more than generous donation, so this is the second video I'll be making for him. Well, buckle your strap on, Dorothy, because this lady sphincter is going bye-bye. I know that statement doesn't really make any sense, but I thought it sounded funny, so I decided to say it anyways. The story I wanted to talk about that I've shared a link to in the description is called Woman Sues Man for $10,000 After Bad Date, Unloads on Judge During Hearing. And here's what the article says, and I quote, "A Michigan woman had her lawsuit transferred out of court after she snapped at a judge for questioning her knowledge of the law when she decided to sue a man for taking her out on a bad date. Quashante Short, I hope I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, filed a lawsuit against Richard Jordan in 2020, accusing him of intentional infliction of emotional distress caused by the date. Per TMZ, the legal documents allege that Richard intentionally hurt her feelings when he did not show and left on her mother's birthday, and her mom had just passed away. Quashante was demanding Jordan pay her $10,000 as a result of this distress. During the pair's 10-minute virtual hearing with Judge Herman Marble Jr. in Flint, Michigan, Jordan remained relatively quiet aside from speaking on how this case was a waste of the court's time. Judge Marble Jr. seemed to agree with them and questioned whether Short was in the proper courtroom to handle this case. She argued that she was, and accused Jordan of committing perjury as a result of misleading statements he put on a document file to the judge. Judge Marble Jr. stopped her and reminded her that perjury can only occur in a courtroom because it's committed under oath, which Short took offense to. He put a document that stated a lie, she said, yelling over Judge Marble Jr. Bottom line, you said it was a criminal offense, so I will send it to a circuit court. Are we done here? Are we done here? I know exactly what perjury means." The argument escalated from there, with Short and the judge eventually screaming over one another. "Please don't insult my intelligence," she told the judge. "Do not do that. Do not insult my intelligence as if I do not understand what the word perjury means. Do not. If it's a criminal offense, then it's a criminal offense." Judge Marble Jr. ended up transferring the case over to circuit court, which means the disgruntled pair will have to appear in front of another judge at a later date, unquote. This just makes me wonder why the judge didn't find her in contempt of court for disrespecting him. "I'm no lawyer, so if I'm wrong, don't sue me. Get it, sue, because this is a legal matter." But it was a virtual court, so they couldn't drag her out to the courtroom or basically take her into custody for having a bad case of hard fifis and yelling at the judge. She told him not to insult her intelligence. Well, I think she was plenty intelligent because she was smart enough to somehow manage to get this case to court, and that shows she's got herself a big brain there. I suspect this is a case of make work for Michigan judges and MGTOW content creators that want to make a living. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Quashante crying a river because she felt she was owed a date with Chad Light, Clown World Show. I'm glad this guy stood up to her and dodged a crazy screaming bullet. She basically just wants money for her hurt feelings. If I got a dollar every time someone offended me, I wouldn't have to work anymore. She probably wants the same. I'm hoping that this story makes the rounds in her community and she has a hard time finding a date in her town and has to spend money on expensive gas to get guys elsewhere. Frivolous lawsuits need to be stopped because they're usually there just to make government employees justify their jobs. In Flint, Michigan, they've been putting all kinds of crazy in the water for decades now. Michael Moore's from there. Need I say more? As for Richard the Ghoster, maybe this guy's onto something. Maybe we need to start making ourselves fake profiles on Tinder using some Chad's photos, and then promising dates only to not show up. Or just show up and take a picture of the stood-up Sallys and then post them online someplace else. Maybe at the ghosting hall of shame. Wouldn't that be the ultimate form of rejection? This guy went his own way and she didn't like it. Remember that the opposite of love is not hate, but indifference. That's why women hate rejection so much, and being ghosted in this way so much that they're willing to take guys to court. She probably figures that he wasted her time, so now she's gonna waste his. She's gonna waste even more because now they have a second court date at some point. And I'd love to hear how that goes. Also, if you're noticing the same woman over and over again in this video, it's because she's the stood-up queen in the stock photo page that I use. But anyways, getting ghosted and then having a lawsuit thrown at you will be the first step. What if you do go out on a date and she sues you because she claims she didn't like the date, and your choice of restaurant, or that you were cheap? The only positive in this is that the more stuff like this happens, more new men will go their own way and be created. Every day we're getting closer and closer to making the dating world turn into one from the film Cherry 2000, where there were men and women and they would go out on dates, but they had to bring their lawyers to agree on exactly what was happening beforehand. In that film, they also had to provide video footage of previous sexual encounters, so that their potential partners could actually see them in their buck-naked glory. And yet everyone wonders why the main character in that film spent most of it trying to find a new sex bot. He even gets shamed to go out with the real women in real clubs. The film ends with him flying away with the real woman into the sunset. That's not a happy ending. It's like a scene from a horror film. But if you needed a lawyer to date, at that point women would probably petition the courts to give sex bots rights, so they can sue their owners. Women will apply female-owned group preference to plastic women as well. As for the lawsuit about ghosting, it was filed in 2020, and it's taken 2 years to be dealt with in virtual court. That just tells you how insanely backlogged the courts are, and that there aren't enough staff and judges to offer people swift justice. I wonder how many people are waiting for actual justice for over 2 years. So Ashanta Kashakwan gets her chance to let her queefs be heard in court. I was only ever ghosted once by a woman in my life when I made a request to meet with her because I was trying to find someone to basically do a YouTube channel with, and I wanted to see if she could actually make it about translation. I was looking for someone to teach either French or Spanish and film them and start that YouTube channel. I went to a mall where we were supposed to meet and she was a no-show. I never considered the possibility of ghosting women as a form of cruelty to chicks, especially if you hit it off with the person talking online or over the phone. Women expect men to be thirsty and not the other way around. Quishante was probably looking for Richard to be her emotional tampon on her deceased mother's birthday, and she was probably looking for someone to transfer all of her negative feelings onto, so that she could get free therapy and hopefully a free meal out of the deal. The last thing she was expecting was to get stood up and have to spend the day alone. I feel very sorry for men in the black community because women in your community especially go out of their way to be cruel to you. It's not right, and even talking about this on my channel makes me queasy, thinking that some woman with the name Wheezy is going to bust her foot off in my sphincter. The court case against Richard is really a warning to all the brothers out there that if you stand me up, we black women will waste more of your time than you wasted of ours. So then plenty black guys choose women from different races, and then once again they're shamed for it. You guys really are in a no-win scenario when it comes to dating and relationships. No wonder you were the first guys to go your own way in a substantial way. The ladies from your community wasted my time when I made videos about them because the swirling sisterhood would brigade my videos and file false privacy violations claiming that it was pictures of them in the stock photos, or claiming that my videos were racist and giving me a strike in the process. They are the only one group of women I generally don't criticize. Many of them tend to be aggressive in their attacks and attempts to silence men regardless of their background. The woman that was ghosted probably didn't care that she was trying to silence a judge. Even the judge figured it was better not to push her in some way due to the possibility of retaliation. We laugh at the fact that the court system allowed her crazy case to be brought to the bench. But now I don't think they took it because they wanted to. I think she was so aggressive pushing for it at the courthouse that the people dealing with her just passed her up the chain of command because they didn't want to deal with her anymore. It's like the idea where people fail upwards in corporations, because people around them can't stand them, but they also can't fire them, so they just promote them. Then they get all the narcissistic alpha males and females at the top that are full of themselves shitting on everybody below them, thinking that they got their position due to merit. Meanwhile, the only reason they're in the managerial class is because people couldn't stand them, so they kept promoting them until there was no place to go except to the top. Some people don't rise to the dominance hierarchy because of competency, but because they're crazy, and people in the department just want to get rid of them. One of the most important things I've realized in the last few years is that the majority of people are truly evil when it comes to dumping their emotional garbage onto other people. They need an emotional tampon and they can't actually empathize with other people because if they did, they wouldn't take the negativity that other people dumped on them. That has to be one of the worst things imaginable. I would rather that if someone said or did something bad to me, I just accept it and move on, rather than going out and dumping it on somebody else. When somebody does that, the consequence is that it eats me up emotionally inside. So I'm less tempted to talk to people in general for fear of having their negative emotions dumped on me. But then when they lose their outlet, they have to find somebody else. That's what Latiqua, or whatever her name was doing, dumping on that judge. Him yelling back at her is a way to say, oh no, you think you can actually use me as an emotional tampon? Well, I'll use you right back. Many women, especially if they're extroverts, have a hard time keeping to themselves and need an outlet for their angst. They'll use whatever excuse they have to in order to get it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Bogdan for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that the best way to smash a woman's ego is to pretend that you actually want to be with her and show her you're a good catch. But then stand her up. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it will rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that take you to court because you order the wrong entree on your first date away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.